woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning
okay, show. So the rain started everywhere, and it looks like it's going to be just rainy all morning, but by this afternoon, should all burn off and be hot and 26 degrees for your Friday afternoon, which is pretty sweet.
Cozy. Don't hate
that. Love that. Check it in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
A new survey came out of the top 10 snacks we were obsessed with since we were kids. And there's no surprises on the list, really. Cookies are number one, potato chips number two, popcorn number three. Where it gets weird is number seven, cured meats. Oh. Number nine, olives.
Wow. Okay. So kids are eating charcuterie boards.
Yeah, it went like olives in the room.
No. Especially not as a kid.
Jax, what about you?
Friday coming up at 9 a.m. This is where we put two huge Pride anthems side by side, and you get to choose which one we play today. And we can start taking your votes right now at 999-999. Do you want to hear ABBA's Dancing Queen?
Yes.
Or do you want to hear Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head?
You can't put those two songs against each other.
So 999-999, Dancing Queen or Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Producer Jesse.
Today is a monumental day on the calendar because it is the last Friday of spring. When we wake up on Monday morning, it will be summer.
Woo!
Wow. It's already felt like we got 2 months of summer.
Yeah.
Like
May has been awesome. May was hot. June was hot. So it's officially summer on Monday?
Yes. Sunday, I believe, is the first day of summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. For anybody that cares about that kind of stuff. And I'm not sure I know anyone who does.
Okay.
Does anyone care about the exact starting date of summer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Okay. Tell me you don't base your life around the solstice. I dare you.
How dare you?
You know what? Maybe I'll be corrected. It's 999-999, but it's felt like summer to me for 2 months. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So some people in Toronto want to put a moratorium on, meaning put a stop to, at least for the meanwhile, complaining at restaurants and complaining about restaurants.
Good.
So what they're saying is, basically, you know, people have been tweeting about it. You know, the fact is, serving staff, kitchen staff, not up to their normal, like, levels of productivity because of the fact that there's a pandemic. Also, you know, food supply is a little bit different, a little bit trickier, that sort of thing. And it's just more difficult to serve in general. So, you know, people are very, very picky when it comes to the restaurants. Mm-hmm. And people are saying, well, hey, what if we just stopped doing Yelp reviews and stopped doing, TripAdvisor reviews on restaurants and stuff like that just for the summer and gave everybody a chance to kind of catch up?
Could we extend this to, like, everybody in every walk of life? You know, like, every store, too?
Oh, yeah,
for
just
sure.
Retail?
Yeah, retail would be great. People who are working at grocery stores who are trying their best and are getting yelled at every day for a year and a half. Why don't we all just chill for like 3 months?
Yeah.
Let everybody get caught up and up to speed. And then we can go back to yelling at each other for no reason or because your fries are cold.
100%.
Yeah, like everybody in the service industry. And we have to also keep in mind that these restaurants that are seating us are the restaurants that are left. Because we have lost so many restaurants
over
the past 16 months. It's wild.
Well, and that's the thing. So, and obviously, you know, with the Cafe TO program too, if you're in downtown Toronto, it's a pretty good chance that there's a good walk between the kitchen, which is usually the back of the house, and then you know, the fact that there's a bunch of, and a lot of times when we were talking like a restaurant like Sugo in the West End, on Bloor Street is literally on the street.
Yep.
And you, like, people on the sidewalk are walking through the restaurant, which is not something servers normally have to deal with.
Yeah.
And you may not think that's a big deal until you become a server. And then you realize it's sort of a big deal. So I think, I mean, it's kind of a great idea. And there hasn't been some sort of, like, coalescing of, we're going to sign this petition or, you know, Yelp's on board because they're not. But it's just like a moral thing. Like, hey, can we just give everybody a break?
Yeah.
Not be too judgmental and be grateful that we're on a patio at all.
Also, another thing, because we saw it a lot last week and a lot of restaurants were having a really tough time, is if you are canceling your reservation, A, try really hard not to, or just inform them as soon as possible, because these reservations are money to them. It's money for the restaurant and it's money for the, like, tips for the server. So if you're going to cancel,
there was one restaurant, and I forget which one it went, had 100 cancellations last Sunday.
Yeah, there was a story about that online, about how they had like 30 in one day, 40 the next, and then like another 50 the next day.
And you're talking tens of thousands of dollars in lost revenue for restaurants that just can't handle that, right?
Well, so they're just mass reserving, right? It's like here, there, and everywhere.
You know. And you could see why certain restaurants are moving to first come, first serve, right? And that's the thing. And then we're all waiting in line for it again.
Yeah.
So.
And if we're honest too, 80% of our problems with restaurants are just because we're hangry. We leave things for the last second, and then you get, my food didn't come quick enough. Well, maybe if you had a granola bar before you went, you wouldn't be so grumpy.
I haven't eaten all day today.
Oh, and that's their fault. Take it out on them.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
What is the most egregious thing you've ever seen on public transit? Because a TikTok is going viral. A guy in Australia brought a projector onto a train to watch Fast and the Furious.
Oh, no.
He got one of those seats that have two, and then they're in front of walls in front of you.
Oh, yeah?
So he just found that seat, put his projector down, and started watching Vin Diesel do his thing.
Now, did everybody have to listen to the sound part?
That's the worst.
So he didn't have his headphones. See, if he has headphones hooked in, I don't hate it.
No.
Well, because, like, who cares, right? But if everybody has to listen to it, and they don't want to, I would have a problem with that.
But Adam, it's about family, those movies.
Yeah, they are about family.
Austin Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs was just named the most fashionable player in the NHL. It was in the poll of nearly 500 players conducted by the NHLPA. He came out ahead in the fashion department. So we may lose in crushing defeat every year, but at least our players look hot.
How do you feel, Jax, about a double-breasted jacket on a man with a turtleneck?
I mean, not good.
Not good?
And that man has a mustache.
He can pull it off.
Yeah, he looks really good.
Looks pretty damn good.
Can he pull off winning a game?
No.
Sportsy gal.
Sadly not.
Okay. No, he can't. We could be in for a big old thunderstorm today. Ooh, a sexy Friday thunderstorm. Don't mind if I do. They're saying there's a possible onslaught of strong winds, heavy rain, and large hail expected in certain areas of Ontario, in the GTA. Looks like the storm could hit by the afternoon, and I'm basing that off the fact that on CP24, they have the scary lightning emoji underneath afternoon. So it could be that.
Here it comes.
There it is.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
And remember, if you are booked to go to a patio tonight and it's raining, please drop your booking. Cancel your booking because restaurants will hold the table and then nobody will be able to come in. And there will be people out tonight who are braving the rain because who cares?
Yeah.
So if you are deciding not to, please cancel your reservation. We're doing that for all the restaurants in the city because we love them. We have a double shot artist to hook you up with. This name, back to back, gets you $200 with Virgin Radio. Tell you at 8.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's hard to imagine that three pandemic waves ago was when we first saw Tiger King.
Oh, my goodness.
But we also saw, what was the blind date one where you were in a room and you talked to another, what was it?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, yes. Yeah. That was a big one.
Yeah. The Circle.
The third one, The Circle was also big. The third one, though, on Netflix that was really popular was Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, yeah.
And that is where literally they send these hot singles to an island, and if they make out or do anything sexual, the $100,000 pot that they're all supposed to win after the end of 2 weeks is diminished. And so, there are people that like lose points for their entire team or lose money for the entire team just because they can't stop from hooking up.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they're trying to make them into good people at the same time. It's like, here's some moral lessons, hot people.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Now, one of them was actually a Canadian. She, what was her name again, producer Jesse?
Francesca.
Francesca from Vancouver, went to school at Carleton, and was one of the most popular cast members on the show.
Incredible.
And we just want to let you know that you will see a Torontonian on the next one.
It's me.
Carly. It's not. Party girl TJ.
That's me. All the hot people on the beach and I'm there in my nine inch inseam shorts. Hey guys, what's up?
Carly Lawrence, one of 10 singles competing for the $100,000 prize. She is 24 years old. She is a model. She, according to her bio, is a fun-loving party girl. And her hangout spots kind of prove that. She likes to hang out at Petty Cash, Bar Karma, Escobar, as well as restaurants like Laissez Faire and, of course, the Parlor, where everybody hangs out in the Parlor. So, anyway, Carly seems like the King West, perfect person to be on this, and it should be lots of fun. And you know what? It's kind of fun to see a Canadian on there. You almost root for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping for you. I know that when you get back to the city, you're just going to go back to your party ways.
Just don't become the show's villain. There's always a villain in these things.
I don't hate that.
I'm looking at her Instagram, and she seems like so much fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hope that she does really well, and I hope that she's not awful, so then we have to hate her. I bet she's going to be great. Good luck, Carly.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Teased it a little bit earlier, but Jax ran into actual wildlife this morning before work because in the East End, things like that happen. Now, before we get to the wildlife that she got terrified of, let's read the cat text, TJ.
Yeah, Jill from the East End said, Heather, welcome Jax to the East End. If you ever see an orange cat at Mr. Toe's out for a walk with two lesbians, that's just our weird self.
Oh, there you go. Lesbians and cats welcoming me to my new neighborhood. I love it.
So Jax sees this animal and is terrified and then instantly Googles what to do if you see this animal. Now, Jax, the animal you saw was a...
coyote.
Yay.
Yeah, it's about 4:45, like 5 a.m., and I'm walking Reggie. And Reggie is a 6-pound Pomeranian Chihuahua. And
so
he,
quite the hound himself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a guard dog. So he... And, like, we're on my street, which is, like, you know, like a residential street. And we're walking down, and then he barks, and I figure it's, like, a cat or a raccoon. And we've run into a skunk before, so I hoped it wasn't one of those. But I turned around. And I was like, oh no, a dog. And then I realized it was a coyote.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're popular in the East End.
Apparently. Sure are.
Yeah, they're out there quite a bit. So I looked up what to do when you run into a coyote, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I did everything you shouldn't.
Oh. So what did you do?
So first of all, you do not turn your back or run from a wild animal, which is exactly what I did. I picked up Reggie and I ran.
Ah.
They said back away from the animal while remaining calm. I screamed.
Yeah.
So that's good for the neighbors.
Yeah,
just
two for
screaming.
Two.
Yep. And stand tall, wave your hands, and make a lot of noise.
You're 5 feet tall.
Yeah, I quit.
He might need to get up on a car that's parked on the street to stand tall.
I quivered, and I just like shook and ran away, so I became even smaller.
Did you apologize to the coyote while you were running? Because that would be very on brand for you as well.
No, but as a good maritimer that I am, I was like, because I ran back into my house, but then I saw like a runner coming down, and I had to warn him too. And I was like, sir. There's a coyote down the road.
And
watch out.
His reaction was...
He was like, okay.
The thing with coyotes is they have no interest in you. Although I'm sure Reggie would make a nice appetizer.
Yeah. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. He would. Between that and hawks, I get nervous for him. I do.
Did you know that little dogs have anti-hawk jackets?
Do they?
Yeah. So they're like little vests so that their talons can't pick them up.
Oh my
God.
Well,
and I put this on my Instagram story this morning and like I got a couple of responses from people who have small dogs. One person who had a Yorkie and they're like, I bought a spiked jacket. For my Yorkie. So
is that really a big problem in this city?
Yeah, like the little dogs get taken away often.
This is the unknown issue here. Yeah. I did not know
bird,
that.
A bird could take Reggie very quickly.
Yeah, probably.
Into the sky.
So the question we had for you is, you reacted, you were a little bit, your reaction to Toronto wildlife was a bit outsized. I want to say that I was at dinner with somebody the other day, with a few of my friends outside, and it was
Look
beautiful.
Look at you go.
And a raccoon popped its head up. Yeah. And everybody at the dinner table was like, because it was a backyard.
Yeah.
Everybody was cool. Like, hey.
Like
and he was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Except for one person at the dinner table who had had a bad experience with the raccoons in her past. And she absolutely was like, she got up. She was like, no. And then we're like, he's like gone to the next backyard or whatever. Big fat guy. Wasn't going to go anywhere fast. And could not handle it. So, you know, I think it's because, you know, the claws and stuff like that. And I think one of them chased her once or something. Like.
They can get vicious.
They can't. Well, you don't corner them.
They're mean.
They'd want to have nothing to do with you. But we wanted to know that. What's the thing that you're like, oh my God, every time you see it, it's a bit of an outsized reaction. And you're reminded of the fact that you are a city slicker. Like there is no doubt about it.
I'm sorry to my neighbors. I woke up by screaming on the road.
Just the new person in the neighborhood yelling.
Small dog, basically.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The ultimate city problem. You actually see an animal in the wild or like on your residential street and you don't know what to do about it. Like Jax with the coyote this morning. And honestly, coyotes don't want to be around you. They have no interest.
Yeah, but when I get eaten, you'll be laughing, won't you?
Right. I will be laughing.
Yeah, that'll be us. We'll be reading the news of your death, and we'll be like,
the only person ever eaten by a coyote. But
you know what? I'm soft and vulnerable. They're coming for me.
TJ, you have one too.
Yeah, mine's kind of common, but I'm terrified of specifically balcony spiders.
Oh,
you know
they
those
are big.
They're like wolf spiders.
Yeah, huge.
But the thing is they only come out at night. And I used to. This probably sounds terrible. I read a trick that if you spray them with Windex, they die. So TJ. Since I moved in with my girlfriend, she switched all of our cleaners to natural cleaners.
Oh, no.
So now when I spray the spiders, it makes them stronger. So
it's like
we just
spider
have massive,
steroids.
Angrier yeah. spiders living on our balcony because Val wanted all natural products yeah. in the house.
Well, there it is. What are the techs saying?
From the 289, I'm terrified of June bugs. It's an unfounded fear of them flying into my hair. They are slow and dumb, and I should not be afraid.
They are slow and dumb, but they are kind of creepy. I get it.
This is a discussion for another day, but you guys are the only people I've met in Ontario that acknowledge there are such things as June bugs. Because we have them back home, but everyone I've talked to here is like, what's a June bug?
Oh, no, we have them.
Thank you.
Of course we do.
They exist. Yeah. From the 519, I despise geese.
They're mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except for the ones in Hyde Park. They kind of just, the ones in Hyde Park, they just want to walk to the pond. And
they're rich and
yeah.
mean.
Yeah. They're bougie, that's why.
Yeah, everybody in Hyde Park's relaxed because, yeah. you know, money doesn't matter anymore.
Exactly. I live in the village of Swansea. Yeah. Everything is fine. This person said, when I was 3 or 4, my family and I were at the zoo and I wanted to play with one. It ended up chasing me and hissing and snapping at me, trying to bite. No. To this day, I avoid them at all costs.
I am like that with swans. There's a little pond near where I live, and I take Everly there. I try to take her there a couple times a week, and we go kick a soccer ball around, and then she goes ducks. So she wants to see the ducks, so we go to see the ducks. But of course, there's two bully swans around there, and I grew up in the Rouge Valley, and in the Rouge Valley, you know that you've seen swans attack people, and I have seen it. And every time the swans get close because they think you're going to feed them, I move Everly to the back, away from
get like, behind me, little lady.
Yeah, I know, because they're huge.
You should watch out for those ducks too. I got bit by a duck as a child.
Seriously?
And, oh yeah, they snap, man.
Jack, don't take this the wrong way, but you look like someone that's been bit.
Fair.
From the 905, my boyfriend is extremely terrified of skunks, and I think it's hilarious. Every time he sees one, he screams. There's one in our backyard. And I asked him to take the trash out, and he came running inside, the exact same reaction as that girl. Nope, 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 nope.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Terrifying.
Last one. I once... just a piece of advice. Simple solution to the Reggie problem. Get a dog, not a hamster. Oh, this is mean.
That's mean.
Well, because he's 6 pounds.
Hey, Reggie is a sweet boy. Reggie is a strong, brave
he's
man.
He's the weight of at least 3 hamsters. Maybe even guinea pig size.
Very scary.
Twice as shaky.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Tamagotchis are coming back.
Oh.
Yay! It's called the Tamagotchi Smart, and it comes with new characters you can care for. And owners will also be able to buy separate cards, which will enable them to add new characters and items to the device. Here's the cool part, Jax. It comes with some sort of voice recognition this time.
Oh.
That way, it can sense when you speak, and it will wake your pet up.
No!
Other features apparently include a pedometer, which I believe is a step counter, right?
Yeah.
Clock and music listening. The Tamagotchi Smart is going to be available in Japan in November for $60.
Oh, I like this. We can barely take care of ourselves during the pandemic, and now we're going to get Tamagotchis. I like that.
It's great. Yeah.
68% of us decided that deodorant was pointless during the pandemic. 68% of us have admitted to intentionally avoiding deodorant at some point during lockdown because, quote, we just didn't see the point. This is not a huge surprise. Last July, they announced that sales of personal hygiene products are severely down. So it's not a major shock, but maybe this could just be like a public service announcement to remind you that maybe put on deodorant, especially if you're taking public transit. Just a thought in the hot summer months. Hey, this is cool. Canada finally nominates the first person of color to the Supreme Court.
Woo!
All right.
That's cool.
The Honorable Mahmoud Jamal was born in Kenya was raised in England before completing high school in Edmonton and then attending the University of Toronto to obtain his Bachelor's of Arts. Then went off to attain his law degrees from McGill University and Yale Law School.
Oh,
so,
no big
deal.
Has seen a bit of the world, which is cool. Yeah. Was most recently appointed as a justice in Ontario's Court of Appeal in 2019. Oof. And the Supreme Court of Canada is the highest court in the judicial system and serves as the final court of appeal for all Canadian courts.
Astounding, yeah.
It's amazing that our country is how old?
150 years.
Way too old for that to happen,
But it happened.
And you know what? Good. That story is very Canadian. Very, very much what we see ourselves at.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who isn't necessarily born in this, border, this imaginary line that we call, you know, a border, but comes through, makes something of themselves, and look at that. Yeah. So cool.
Fantastic
very, very
stuff.
Cool.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. So, coming up, not only do we have Pride at Friday Friday, but there's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Dad bods. And how they're more popular than ever.
Oh, good.
Lucky us who are lazy. We'll get to that. 9 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, will you look at that? The dad bod.
More popular than ever.
Annual
survey
it?
On. There was an annual survey on dad bods. I'm sorry, I missed that one. And found out they're more popular than ever. 70% of women say it's an attractive look. 69% of men with dad bods say they're confident about it now, up from 64% a few years ago.
Oh, good.
80% of women think dad bods are a sign of confidence. 65% described it as sexy. 59% said they'd rather be with a guy who's got a little more jiggle than just solid muscle.
It's nice.
Are you going to listen? I have one, so be careful.
I also have. I have a.
You
I
have, do not have a dad bod, TJ. You don't have a dad bod.
Okay, now you're opposite body shaming me. Great. I have what I refer to as the O'Halloran man.
A paunch.
Right.
A tiny paunch.
And for my entire life, every man in my family has said, "Once you hit 25, the gravy train of skinniness ends." And then 27 hit, and I was like, "Ah, I'm still doing good." And all of a sudden, overnight, it's like thump, and now I have a gut.
Yeah, but I have trouble with men who are like, I have a tiny bit of a gut. Because guys can work it off so, so quickly. And let me be clear that all bodies are good bodies. Dad bods, dad bods, mom bods, everything. But, like, can't we just celebrate all bodies?
Well,
over the past couple years?
Here's the thing. Okay, let me tell you why this is important, okay? So, as somebody with one.
Yeah.
The last time I took my shirt off on Instagram, all I heard was from other men.
People are
about
mean.
How not in shape I am.
Yeah.
And so, and it really hurt at the time, but I just don't care anymore. And I think what it is that, like, this is celebrating bods.
Yeah.
I think it's just we're celebrating this particular bod. Now, somebody did text in and say, what about mom bod?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, as somebody in their 30s, recently single but no longer, mom bods are hot.
Yeah.
And it's mom you know what it is?
Hot.
It's because you're a woman.
Yeah.
It's like, you are. You know what? People like, I really like a man because he's got the dad bod. He's a real man. Mom bods are hot because it's like, that is a woman.
Also.
Yeah. Yes.
To clarify to you can still be a man without a man bod.
Yeah.
Dad
like,
bod?
Or dad bod, pardon me. Because, like, you know, I put it in the floor. So,
he's a masculine guy.
Does that make me less of a man? Because I'm not a dad
worry,
bod?
Teach. Don't worry.
I think we need to start a new category for TJ called the teach bod.
No, the chow bod.
The chow bod. So it's tight. It's skinny up tight. A little soft in the middle. Nice little pillow.
And ridiculously high hips.
Right.
Hips that start way too high. It goes nipple about 2 inches. Hips.
A little egg on a toothpick. I like that a lot.
The chow bod.
It's a new thing. Use the hashtag chow bod.
Yeah, let's see that in the survey.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Today, in honor of Father's Day, we're ranking the ultimate dad names. Just the names.
Yeah.
Now, you got to tell us why you're picking these names. Like, all the names on my list are dads that I've known.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why they're dad names to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are yours? 999 to text. We are going to start with Jax.
Phil. P-H-I-L. Ooh, yeah. Phil. And not only because I think it's strong and sound, but also because my friend Vanessa, her dad's name was Phil, and he was so hot.
And let's not forget about Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil, of course, who is a father figure. But yeah, Phil, so good.
Producer Jesse.
Phil Dumphy?
Good point.
All right, TJ.
Number three for me, Rick. Can you think of a name more in line with wearing white New Balance shoes and a chain he got in the 90s? I bet you can't. Also, Rick, guaranteed a huge Tragically Hip fan.
Is he wearing jorts?
In the summer.
I hope so.
Gotta be wearing jorts, gotta wear them high. Yeah.
Gotta wear them high. And they have that little strap that you put your hammer in.
My number three is Blair.
Blair. Yeah.
Blair. Blair Borland, my hockey coach for like 7 or 8 years. At the end of it, he would just yell, Lidford, you suck, or Wild, you suck, my middle name. And
this sounds really traumatizing.
No, he did it in a way. Yeah. It's one of those guys that could say to you, you suck, and you go, it means he likes me.
And then he'd leave me and make me walk home.
He would drive behind me in the van and make me walk home.
Yeah.
And honk at me.
No,
I got cold.
Never. And he did have a hockey van. He had 1992 blue Plymouth Voyager.
Cool. Yeah.
You remember those, right?
Yeah.
Dean.
I feel like this whole segment is just me thinking about my friend's
dads.
Dean. So, Kaylin Young, her father's name was Dean, and he was really handsome. But I always thought it was, like, just really strong and solid, like a good Dean.
Dean. All right, TJ?
Two for me is Doug. Oh. Or as the other neighborhood dads call him, Dougie. Yeah. Dougie is always down for a garage beer. Yeah. He doesn't pet dogs as much as he slaps them on the belly. Like.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he gives directions saying north, south, east, or west. That's, oh, yeah, you go north on Young, and then you go east on Adelaide. Oh, yeah.
He sounds like the kind of guy that gives directions with his chin just over there.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't know landmarks.
Yeah. Now, number two for me is one of the other ultimate dads from my childhood, my friend Jatin, his dad Ramesh. Ramesh was the ultimate dad. Three kids, had to put up with that, and he always claimed that that was the reason he was bald, which was great.
That's a classic dad.
Ramesh also was the most intense Leaf fan I've ever met in my entire life. Yes. And when they would lose, he would swear in Punjabi, which we always loved.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Yeah.
So shout out Ramesh, the ultimate dad in my books.
Al or Alan.
Oh.
Yeah, Jessica, my friend.
Here we go.
Is this
hoping one of them reach out?
It's supposed to be dad names, not dads.
I liked their names. And Al, I don't know, Al's cute. He'd always come pick up Jessica at school, and I'd look at him, and I was eight, and then I'd mind my business because I was nervous. But he was really, I think it's a good dad's name, Al. Hunky Dory.
Number one, Bruce.
Ooh, oh,
the name strong. Bruce is strong. Yeah. It screams raw power. He's the dad who doesn't say I love you or that he's proud very often, but when he does, it means something.
It stays with you for years.
Yeah.
Bruce also wears a lot of shirts he got from beer cases and definitely has a mustache year round, not just
love.
In November.
Okay.
Love. Okay, my number one is going to be my dad. And this is a real dad name.
Yeah.
Ken.
Oh
yeah, that's Ken dog.
Right, obviously, because Barbie's husband.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And number two, my dad is a dad in the sense that, and you know these kinds of dad. The dads that cannot sit still.
Oh, yeah. Like always keeping busy. Yep.
He's a tinkerer. So what are we doing today? Are we mowing the lawn? Are we fixing the lawnmower?
Yeah.
Is it the car that needs work? Yeah. Do we need to vacuum something outside? Do we need to, and this is something that I actually had to do. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Are we cleaning up the driveway with a broom?
He sweeps the driveway.
Sweeping a driveway is good.
Kenneth is a driveway sweeper. Yeah.
I just have to say, too, Ken is kind of a speedy name. Kind of like a dangerous name. Yeah.
He loves cars.
Kind of hot and fast.
It might be a K thing, because my dad, Kevin, or a Kev, is the same way.
That's
loves
right.
Loves a car.
And what's his license plate say?
It says Kev's J.
Cool.
The Kev dog.
Kev's the best.
So hit us up with the dad names that are your favorite. 999-999 to text. Tell us why. The story is just as important.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Dad names in honor of Father's Day. You know a name when you hear it and you're like, that's a dad.
Yeah.
For sure. What are yours? 999-999. Give us your top three, TJ.
From the 647, Steve. Steve is a handyman extraordinaire. Will help you fix anything. Hard of hearing, scared of the doctor or getting hearing aids, very strong and kind otherwise, will usually fix what you need, but will have it a little bit wrong because he couldn't really hear what you were asking him to do. That's oddly specific, but I can see
you know that person, whoever that is, you know that person.
I love that.
From the 416, Errol. Errol, this is a solid Jamaican dad's name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible name to have as a 6-year-old or even a 19-year-old, but for some reason, when you become a dad, it just fits.
I kind of love Errol. I think it's a great name.
It's a strong,
super handsome
name. Yeah. From the 905, my dad's name is Arthur or Art. Very strong. Mm-hmm. And when you spoke, you knew to listen. Or when he spoke, you knew to listen.
Art is one of those classic old names, too, that I feel like is going to make a comeback here.
Oh, I like Arthur.
Yeah.
Just a couple quick ones from the 705. Buzz. That's uncommon, but yeah.
Yeah, if you see a Buzz, he's, you know.
He has one haircut.
Yes.
High and tight.
That's set your watch to it.
Yeah. For the 289, Larry. Larry's a fun dad.
Yeah.
Like, Larry has a cul-de-sac haircut, like, nothing on top and hair around the sides.
Yeah.
No one has the heart to tell him to just get rid of the rest of it.
Yep.
Yeah, shirts from the 90s, you know the ones. From the 647, top three dad names. Here we go. Wayne, Dave, John.
Whoa.
John, there's a lot of daddy Johns.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
My top three from the 905. George.
Yeah.
Bob. John as well.
Okay.
For the 705, Earl. Walter and Gord. My best friend Zach. His dad is Gord.
Oh, cool.
And Gord is a cop. And Gord loved to play Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah.
And Gord got very competitive playing Call of Duty.
Oh, damn.
This is Officer Gord kicking your ass,
yeah,
noobs.
Exactly.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, shout out to Austin Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who was just named the most fashionable player in the NHL. Yay! In a pool of nearly 500 players conducted by the NHLPA, Austin Matthews came out on top of, in the fashion department.
Neat.
We finally won.
Yeah, we finally got out of the first round. Didn't we get it? Because the Leafs can't do that. Anyway. We lose in crushing defeat every year, but at least we look hot while we do it.
I'm so glad.
68% of us decided deodorant was pointless during the pandemic. Jack's among them.
Pardon me?
You were making fun of hockey, so I had to lash out.
I was like, what?
I'm actually the one who stopped wearing deodorant.
You did?
Yes.
Why?
I did. I got...
you did. Yeah.
I'm hyperhidrosis boy, so I actually got a skin thing done. And so I don't sweat under my arms as much, and I don't need it anymore. It's amazing.
They put vinegar on your armpits for 4 days, and then they're fine.
And then they do a bunch of chants. It's cool.
Yeah, it's neat. At some point during the lockdown, 68% of people say they just stopped using deodorant because they didn't see the point. This isn't a huge surprise, as last July, they mentioned that the sales of personal hygiene products are down a lot. So just a public service announcement. It's getting hot again, and we're starting to re-enter the world. So maybe start wearing deodorant. Unless you got some sort of surgery, I guess. What is the most egregious thing you've ever seen on public transit? We did have a text come in from the 416 saying, watching someone clip their toenails on the go-train.
Oh, no.
Why? That seems way more common than it should be.
People do like clipping their toenails and their fingernails on public transit. I have no idea. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just
please really mad.
No, I don't blame you. Oh. A TikTok user uploaded a video showing a passenger taking advantage of his double seat that was facing a wall because the guy brought in his own projector and started watching Fast and the Furious on it.
That's funny. It's kind of like that.
No, that's not funny.
Well, as long as the sound isn't out there for everybody, who cares?
And if there's no spoilers, like as long as it's like one of the early ones, you're fine.
So my question to you,
okay.
How do you feel about people eating on public transit?
I hate it.
So I don't understand that at all.
So
like, you do whatever you want.
Here's my thing. In Halifax, on the four buses that we had. No, but on public transit in Halifax, you could not eat and you couldn't even have a coffee. I didn't like the coffee rule. Yeah, you couldn't have a coffee on it. But you weren't allowed to bring food or drinks. But here, so I wasn't used to seeing food or drinks on public transit. And then when I came here, people are like eating Swiss Chalet on the subway. And I'm like, what is happening down here?
First off,
like, what the hell?
I understand. I can understand if like someone spills their food on you.
Yeah.
But if someone's just like running home because they've got a busy life and they got to eat dinner. What's the problem?
I'm fine with that. It's like the full course meals or like get your tuna sub off like line two. Stop it.
I saw someone eating a cup of soup like Mr. Noodles.
Oh, I respect that.
But they didn't have the spoon. So they were just like... slamming it back.
That's how you're supposed to drink it.
Do you have Mr. Noodles any other way?
Yeah.
You don't use a fork?
No, I don't.
You guys are bad animals.
Mr. Noodles are too spicy for you, right?
Don't you lash out because I'm questioning your utensil ability. And yes, it is. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, we have a Google Smart Home Mini to hook you up with trivia after Ariana Grande. I'll tell you how to win. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A Google Smart Home Mini. Up for grabs, and all we need you to do is pick which one of us is going to win this trivia game. Is it Jax? Is it TJ? Is it me, Adam Wilde, producer Jesse? What will the game be?
Did Vin Diesel say it, or did The Rock say it? In honor of the release of Fast 9, that's the game we're playing.
Okay.
What if you don't care if either said it?
So last minute text to 999999. Let's go.
Adam, you're up first.
Okay.
I've been chasing this guy across four continents, 12 countries, and the last place I want to be is on your front step selling Girl Scout cookies.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Play it.
I've been chasing this guy across four continents and 12 countries, and believe me, the last damn place I want to be right now is on your front doorstep selling Girl Scout cookies.
Whoa.
I knew it. You know why? Because Dom's a bad guy.
Yeah,
The Rock's a good guy.
Yeah, neat.
For a little bit.
Jax, you're up next.
Oh, God.
Money will come and go. The most important thing in this world is the people in this room.
Family.
Salute la familia.
Michelle Rodriguez.
No, who is it, Jax?
It's Vin Diesel.
Blair.
Money will come and go.
Yeah.
We know that.
I've
most important thing
movies.
In life will always be the people in this room. Salute la familia.
Is this Vin?
That is Vin.
Yeah, and then he started singing Feels Like I Do.
TJ?
Yeah.
Here is your question. You've got the best crew in the world standing in front of you. Give them a reason to stay.
Are all the lines this cheesy?
That's Vin Diesel.
You think it's Vin?
I think it's
Play.
All right, Hobbs, you got the best crew in the world standing right in front of you.
Yeah.
Give him a reason to stay.
Yeah, give him a reason, Hobbs. Yeah, we're gonna drive that car fast, Hobbs. It's all nine of the movies. Yeah, there's a car. Let's drive it fast.
What are we gonna do? Hey, we're gonna do it fast.
All right.
Adam, you're back up.
I'm ready.
You don't just pick up Owen like he's groceries. If you want to catch wolves, you need wolves. Let's go hunt.
Oh, that's got to be Vin, because again, he's the bad boy and they're the bad.
Woman, you just don't pick up Owen Shaw like his groceries. You want to catch wolves, you need wolves.
Damn it, The Rock.
Let's go hunt.
You want to catch wolves, you need wolves, Adam.
All right, all right.
Jax, this is to take the lead.
Oh, here I come.
I used to say I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Come on.
I think that's why we're brothers, because you did too.
I have no idea.
Can I steal?
You can't steal it.
I don't know. Maybe we can. That's why you
asked. I'm so upset that you got this line. It's the most famous one in the whole
thing. Vin Diesel.
I used to say I live my life a quarter mile at a time. And I think that's why we were brothers.
Am I in the lead?
Because you did too.
Oh my God. Yo, TJ, if you don't tie it up, Jax is going to win this thing.
And you know what?
And all she needed was a softball to do it. All right.
Oh, good.
No, that was softball for you and me. Jax does not
care.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
All right, TJ.
All right. Dad.
Here's the final question. Make peace with whatever demons you have left. Because come tomorrow, I will find you.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Make peace with whatever demons you got left. Come tomorrow.
We gotta die.
I will find you.
So our tiebreaker question, how many Instagram followers does Dwayne The Rock Johnston have?
114 million.
TJ?
I'm gonna say 100 million.
The correct answer is 246 million.
Oh,
Jax?
Well done.
Oh my God. Woo! All right, if you pick Jax, we could be calling you back. And giving you that Google Smart Home Mini. That's, wow. How did we let this happen?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, by the way, Ed Sheeran is your double shot artist of the day. So when you hear him back to back, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, it'll happen before the end of our show. You'll get $200. It'll also happen outside of our show with Sam and Dames. Now, got to ask you about this. What celebrity products do you own? Like ones that are either produced by or endorsed by a celebrity? Hit us up at 999-999 or 416-872-9999 because TJ found an interesting one at, was it Dollarama?
Winners. Because Winners are open now, so that's the only thing my girlfriend and I do for hot dates. We go to Winners.
That's sexy.
And I was going through the home section of Winners, and I saw Ellen DeGeneres dog poo bags.
Oh, good.
They just have her smiling face on the front. Some subordinates that she was yelling at slightly in the front as well. Sorry, allegedly.
They actually say be kind on the poo.
Yeah, they do. They say be kind, like all their catchphrases on the dog poo bags. And I just remember thinking, what a straight... I doubt she fully signed off on this product.
It's like how you see graphic tees at like Forever 21. And you're like, the artist has nothing to do with this.
Yeah,
you know
who owns
I mean?
The rights to
yeah,
this?
Yeah, it's wild.
I find that funny that she'd want to be on dog poo bags just because... the obvious, but maybe that's specifically why. Because she was kind of offbeat and quirky and did weird stuff like that. So I don't know. How much did you buy them?
No, I thought about buying them.
How much were they?
They were probably like $5.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you own that's celebrity endorsed then? Like for instance, and I know you've got something like this. I have an Austin Matthews hockey stick.
Oh
yeah,
cool. I have.
Makes me fast.
And yeah, no, it makes me. I'm still terrible. I have Van Halen water shoes for some reason. Somebody got them to me as a lark, but yeah, they've got the Eddie Van Halen like red and white thing on them. I don't know. They're pretty loud and ridiculous.
I feel like Jax is having.
Yeah, Jax, what do you have?
You have that look.
Because you said like an endorsed stick, like a signed stick.
Well, no, it's not signed. It's just that's a celebrity
a player's
product.
Name will be put on.
I don't think I have anything celebrity.
You have nothing.
I don't think I do.
Really?
I don't think I do. I have like a signed jersey, but like that's
who signed your jersey?
I have originally. You remember when Drake like signed on to be the Raptors endorser, like the big guy behind the Raptors.
The brand ambassador.
Yeah, brand ambassador, that's what it was. They shot this thing at the ACC at the time, this commercial, and he was wearing this jersey, and it says 416 on the back.
Yeah.
And then it's signed, and I have that jersey.
You have a Drake signed jersey?
I have a Drake signed jersey.
Do you have any idea how much that's worth?
I do, and I don't know how much it would actually be worth. It's not in like the best condition. I've like kept it in really good condition, but I have like danced in
You've
heels
worn it
in
out
videos.
To
yeah.
You should put it in a shadow box and hang it up. Yeah. Like that's a big deal to have that.
I you know what, like I love Drake. Like, Drake and I are together, so like the money means nothing to me. Okay, you know. Right. So yeah.
I know that producer Jesse ended up getting one of those BTS meals from McDonald's a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would have just held on to that, you would have made quite a bit of money.
Packaging.
Yeah.
$1,000
like
on eBay. Somebody from Milton just texted in and said, "I know you can't say this on the radio, but I have the houseplant by Seth Rogen, if you know what I'm saying." You mean a weed plant? Yes, we can.
Devil's lettuce.
It's legal in Ontario, so that's can absolutely say that on the radio. I didn't know he had his own line.
Yeah,
Houseplant is the company.
Oh, Houseplant is the
company. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a cannabis company.
What are you doing this weekend?
Probably seeing what Seth Rogen's up to.
999-999 to text. We want to know what celebrity product that's super random that you own.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Celebrity-related products that you own. TJ, in Winners yesterday found Ellen DeGeneres dog poop bag.
Yeah, okay. Of course you would find those there. That
and they say
sense.
Be kind on them.
They do.
Weird.
So remember to be kind when you're picking up dog poop.
So what do you own that is celebrity related? Before we get to the text, producer Jesse, I know you've got some stuff.
I own Jamie Oliver olive oil that you, Adam Wilde, gifted to me.
Right. Okay, so the story here.
I don't need this, okay?
Well, no. What happened was because my mom, Marilyn Dennis, working from home, you and I, Jesse, had to go shoot a Jamie Oliver segment, and we shot it on our iPhones, and then they actually ran it. And then Jax had to come and babysit Everly.
I was in the basement.
So they sent us some swag or whatever afterwards, and like some cookbooks and some Jamie Oliver olive
oil. It's amazing. It has like a dose of like, I think it's like rosemary in it. It's unbelievable. It's the best olive oil I've ever had.
It's amazing. Yeah. Now, what did the text say?
From the 647, I have Rihanna's makeup line. I know that's not a weird one, but
oh yeah,
that would be pretty cool. From the 647, custom signed Billy Talent shoes.
Neat.
Really?
Cool.
I used to love Billy Talent.
Oh man, Try Honesty. I felt that.
How about River Below?
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True.
From the 905, I have Justin Bieber nail polish. It's the nicest red I own. He does a lot of products too. His name is his face.
I don't know how she's actually affiliated with.
Well,
though.
He's like, not. No. It's just used the name. Sounds like the Britney Spears perfume. Remember Curious? Everybody wore Curious in like 2005. Britney had nothing to do with that. Yeah. She was off with K-Fed.
Wait, I forgot. I used to have Britney Spears Spice Girls gum. Anybody remembers that? They used to have bubble gum.
I used to have the lollipops. Was so a big good. Spice Girl fan.
Shaniqua actually texted about the Spice Girls from the Form of Sex. Yeah. I have a Scary Spice Barbie still in the box.
Yes.
Have not opened it all my life.
Yes, the Barbies.
I bet that is worth a
so
ton
much money.
Of money. Yeah, if you want to make a down payment on a house, you might want to sell that one. Seriously, all that Spice Girls
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Oh, no, for sure, for
sure. If you have, there's certain things from like the late 90s that are worth a lot. If you have N64 games still in the box, if you have anything Spice Girls, Spice Girls are the number one, but I know NSYNC and Backstreet Boys stuff also goes
the
like for huge
original
money.
Original Sailor Moon dolls also
oh,
go
really?
For a ton of money from the 90s, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, I'm on eBay right now, and some of the Scary Spice dolls are going for like between $216 and $443.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's not bad, right?
That's not terrible.
I mean, you hung on to it for this long and nothing happened. Yeah. Like, you might as well just drop it. It's good.
It's like a Furby.
All right, now, guys. I did tell you that Ed Sheeran playing back-to-back gets you what?
$200.
Right, okay. Now, we haven't done that in the show yet. Our show ends in 20 minutes. And this is an Ed Sheeran song.
Would you look at that?
The key word you'd have to text if you hear the second song, don't do it yet, is summer to 999-999. You gotta wait for that second song to play.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Amanda, you heard Ed Sheeran back-to-back, and us calling you back means what?
Not much, how are you?
Well, you heard Ed Sheeran back-to-back, and that means what?
That I won $200.
Yeah! Double shot artist of the day. So what's $200 doing for you this weekend?
Man, I'm buying new glasses. I need to see you again.
Do you actually need glasses, or are you like me and you just thought they would look fashionable?
No, I actually need them to see.
Okay, well, have fun driving.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. It doesn't really, I mean, it's sort of summery outside. It will be more like this afternoon, but congrats. Enjoy, and we love you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And we're out of here for the weekend. So what are the plans? TJ? Who's going on vacation?
I'm having a staycation.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to have a bath.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for the entire week. Yeah.
So you're not going to be here next week, but then you'll be here the week
after. Yeah. So shout out to the Chow Gang. I won't be here.
Mm. What will they do without you?
I don't know. But my plan is actually I'm going to read a book. I'm going to sit on my patio. I'm going to drink a patio beer. And, support local, as I often do.
Oh, stop it.
My mind is often with local.
Yeah. Jax, what are you doing?
Well, you lent me a pressure washer, so I'm Going to be pressure washing tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen.
If you don't put that up on your Instagram, I'm going to be upset with you. Yeah, live stream it for sure.
I feel alive. I'm ready.
I'm ready to see that thing blow her back because it is strong.
Honestly, it was the most dad thing I've ever done. I was like, the Simonizer's on sale at Canadian Tire. I'm going to order that.
What are you doing?
And now everybody's asking.
It's Father's Day weekend.
Well, what are you doing, Daddy? I'm going to do a little bit. So I have, you know, my custody situation is we do week on, week off. So I'm actually going to celebrate Father's Day on Monday.
Oh,
because that's when Ev comes back to my house and it'll be super fun. We're very much looking forward to it.
What do you think Evie got you?
I'm going to say probably... nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's not fair. She's two. She's got to start pulling her weight.
Yeah, I think this year we'll probably just let it slide.
Yeah. Nope.
And I'll just give her a big hug and we'll hang out and watch Peppa Pig or something like that.
That actually sounds really delightful.
It's going to be fun.
She can't stop watching Peppa Pig.
Happy Father's Day to you, to all the dads, all the grandfathers, aunts, sorry, uncles, aunts, whatever. Happy Father's Day. Love you. And have a great weekend.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.